Okay, you graduated.
I came back, and then at that time, I went into the junior league, and I became active at the Tulsa Little Theater and enjoyed that part of life and enjoyed the work in the junior league, which was very different from what it is now.
Tell John about the Tea Room.
We had the Tea Room. The Tea Room was on 5th Street, 5th off of Boston, between Boston and Cincinnati.
Right across from the Tulsa
Club. Right across
from
the Tulsa Club,
beautiful,
yes.
Building that's now the Mockley's. Mm-hmm. Wade Phillips owned, didn't he?
That's right. He did. He owned it. We had a lovely tea room. It was very popular. And one day a week, we would have a fashion show in different shops. The Barclay shop was in that shop at that time. We would model. Different girls would model and maybe spend 20 minutes or something doing that, too. We had to serve X number of hours before we could stop waiting tables. We enjoyed it. We had fun doing it. We had our uniforms and had a lot of repeat customers. And I can remember, here comes the lady whose tea's going to be too cold. And indeed, it was true. We would bring it to her. It would be hot. And it would be about 30 minutes before she'd decide to take a sip of it. You learn a lot about life. It's a wonderful idea to serve people. It's really very constructive.
The tea room, was that owned
by? The tea room. It was a junior league tea room.
Okay.
And, of course, the money you'd make would go to...
We had the convalescent home. It was between 41st and 51st on Lewis, the convalescent home for children. And it became the Children's Medical Center.
Yes, Donald McCormick designed it. Aunt Pauline was very involved with that. And then it was torn down, and they moved to the old Sinclair headquarters on Skelly Drive.